Earl and the Mouse.
Earl
was sitting doing his homework one afternoon when his uncle came to talk to his mother. They were all sitting in the kitchen, and his uncle was upset. His mother asked him what the problem was. "They're closing the factory where I work, at least for a while," said his uncle. "Everything was going so well. I didn't think there was going to be a problem, but then the machinery started acting up. The packages that we produce started piling up in the wrong places. I thought at first someone was being careless or someone was sick, but no, that was not the problem." Earl knew that his uncle worked in a large blue building not far away with many of his friends and many people who lived in town. Earl thought of it as the Blue House. And because of the noise that was always in the factory, he always thought of it as the House of Thunder. 5 days a week, he saw his uncle walk down the street from his house on the lake, go into the Blue House when the thunder would start, and it would rumble all day. Over the last couple of days, Earl had noticed that there was no thunder, and that the men were coming home at lunchtime and were not walking back to work. There appeared to be a problem. He listened carefully as his uncle explained what he thought was happening. "It's a mouse," said the uncle. "A mouse?" said his mother. "Yes," said the uncle. "I believe there's a mouse in the Hinkalator machine."
"There's a mouse in the Hinkalator?" said his mother. "How could that be? The Hinkalator is a huge machine. How can a mouse get in there?"
"That's the problem," said the uncle. "The Hinkalator is so big that there are lots of ways in and out of the machine, and it's what produces all the thunder. We now think that a mouse has gotten in the machine and is stepping on the electronics somewhere in the heart of it. And when it does so, the packages pile up and the machine makes mistakes."
"Why don't you just set a trap and get the mouse?" said his mother.
"We tried that," said the uncle. "We set a bunch of traps. This is a very smart mouse, apparently, and it only sidesteps the traps and dances around in the electronics in the Hinkalator when we turn it on."
"Why don't you just take apart the Hinkalator and grab the mouse?"
"That's not so easy. The Hinkalator is a very big machine, and it's very complicated. If we have to do that, we will, but we'd like to figure out how to catch the mouse before we spend days taking apart the machine. And remember, the mouse is not very big, and it could hide someplace so that we couldn't find it even if we did take it apart. What are you going to do?" The uncle paused, and that was when Earl suggested, "Why don't you use a cat?" The uncle nodded. "A cat's a good idea. Do you have a cat in mind?" Earl said, "The boy down the street has a big black cat. I think you should try him."
"Yes," said the uncle, "that's a good idea."
After lunch, the uncle went down the street with Earl, who introduced him to his friend. The uncle borrowed the big black cat, and with Earl, they went down to the House of Thunder. There were men outside talking and waiting. There was no work because the Hinkalator was stopped. Earl's uncle, with the black cat and Earl, threaded their way through the crowd into the factory, down past the rows of machinery to one gleaming machine larger than the rest. It had a panel of red lights and all were lit. All the green lights were dark. The manager was there, hand on his hips, shaking his head, talking to the mechanic who was pointing at different parts of the Hinkalator. "No," said the manager, "we can't take the Hinkalator apart now. It would take too long."
"What else are we going to do?" said the engineer.
That's when his uncle stepped forward and said, "Earl has an idea." Earl said, "We should try this big black cat. He's a mouse catcher." The manager looked at his uncle, looked at Earl, looked at the big black cat, and said, "That's a good idea." They showed the cat where they thought the mouse was going in. It was a little hole near the bottom of the Hinkalator. They also put out a trap with a little bit of cheese in the hope that the mouse would come out, run for the cheese, and the cat would catch him. They went home for the night. The next day, they all came into the factory. The uncle brought Earl. They went to the Hinkalator and saw that the cheese was gone, the trap was empty, and there was no black cat. "Here, kitty, here, kitty," said the uncle. All the men began to look for the black cat. They found a cat, but it wasn't black. It was white. He did not have the mouse. The cat had gotten tired of waiting for the mouse
and had roamed around the factory. It had fallen into a tank of white paint and was now completely covered in white paint and was no longer a black cat. The manager said to the uncle, "That cat's no good. It didn't pay attention to finding a mouse. Instead, it found the white paint. This cat won't do." That's when Earl spoke up again. "I've got another friend, and he's got a white cat. I think that might work." So off they went. They found the white cat, which had white, smooth fur and big blue eyes and long, sharp teeth. They brought the white cat back. They set up the trap with the cheese. But this time, Earl asked his uncle whether he could stay in the factory and sleep overnight and watch. His uncle, after talking to the manager, said, "Okay." Earl got his sleeping bag and went down to the Blue House of Thunder. He put down his sleeping bag not far from the Hinkalator where the mouse would come out. And there was the white cat, which was calmly sitting, watching the hole. Earl could also see the trap with the cheese. Earl and the cat waited. The night became quiet and dark. From the red lights of the Hinkalator, Earl could see what was going on. After an hour, Earl saw movement near the mouse hole. The cat also saw it, and it hunched down, getting ready to jump when the mouse came out. Earl thought that it would be the end of the mouse, but quick as a flash, the mouse jumped out of the hole, and then the cat sprang. The mouse dodged under part of the Hinkalator. He scurried along, and then, when it was near the trap, it ran out. The mouse looked at the cat, who was now scrambling to find him. The mouse paused for a moment at the edge of the trap. The cat saw him. The cat leaped towards him. But as the cat jumped towards him, the mouse backed up, so the cat landed right on top of the mouse trap. The trap snapped shut on the foot of the white cat. The cat was meowing and struggling to get out of the trap. It fell to the side with its foot caught, flapping every which way to shake the trap loose. This threw the cheese into the air, and the cheese landed near the mouse. The mouse grabbed the cheese and dashed to the mouse hole in the Hinkalator and disappeared. Earl couldn't believe it. The cat was clumping around with a trap on its foot, meowing because it was so painful, and the mouse had gotten the cheese. That was one clever mouse, thought Earl. The next day, when the manager and his uncle came, they saw the trap was empty and the white cat was limping around the floor. Earl explained what had happened. The mouse had outsmarted the white cat, making the cat jump on the trap and then taking the cheese. The mouse was still in the machine, and still the Hinkalator wouldn't start. The manager shook his head. The uncle shook his head. And before they could say anything, Earl said, "I know we've tried a black cat, and I know we've tried the white cat. But maybe we should try one more cat just to make sure." And with that, they returned the white cat and went around the corner in the alley where they found the gray cat. Earl knew about this gray cat and knew it was fierce. The neighborhood boys stayed away from it because it couldn't be picked up. But his uncle was clever, and pretty soon he had the gray cat in a box, and they took him down to the Blue House of Thunder where they let it loose. They reset the trap, and Earl stayed that night to watch what happened. Earl and the Mouse, Part 2. When it was all quiet and dark, Earl saw some movement at the bottom of the Hinkalator, and he saw the gray cat prepare itself. But the mouse must have known that this was a different cat, and it didn't come out. Earl kept watching, and so did the gray cat. But there was no movement in the mouse hole at the bottom of the Hinkalator. A minute later, he heard a sound high up above the mouse hole. Looking up, he saw the mouse on a little ledge of the Hinkalator, and it was squeaking. The gray cat also looked up, saw that the mouse was high above it, and jumped on a ladder to get higher, leaped onto a machine cover, and now it too was high on the Hinkalator, looking for a way to get the mouse, which was still on a narrow ledge. Earl watched the mouse move along the ledge away from the cat. The cat saw this too, so it jumped down onto the ledge not far from the mouse. Close enough now, it leaped towards the mouse, but the mouse disappeared into another hole in the Hinkalator.
But what the cat didn't know, and what Earl didn't know, was that the narrow ledge was slippery, since the top of the Hinkalator was covered in oil that the Hinkalator needed to work. No sooner had the cat jumped to the ledge where the mouse had been, its paws slipped on the oil, and the cat slipped off the top of the Hinkalator and fell straight to the floor, where its tail slammed into the mousetrap. The mousetrap closed on the tail. The cat then jumped up and shook its tail because it was caught in the trap, and that hurt. The little piece of cheese from the trap fell from the trap and onto the ground. The mouse came out of its hole, picked it up, and ran back in. Earl watched as the gray cat, with the trap on its tail, meowed and bounded around the floor, trying to get the trap off. Earl couldn't stop laughing because the mouse had been so smart, and the fierce cat was now acting so crazy. Earl helped the gray cat get the trap off its tail, but it then ran away and would not come back to hunt for the mouse. So Earl watched the mouse hole. He was sitting near the box for the gray cat that his uncle had brought. He was having a snack from the little bag that his mother had given him with crackers and cheese, and he had an idea. Earl looked at the box that they had brought the gray cat in, and he tore a little hole in the box near the edge. He turned the box upside down, and now the box looked like it had a little mouse hole at the bottom. And from his snack bag, he took out his cheese, and he broke it into small bits. He put those bits of cheese near the Hinkalator mouse hole and made a little path of cheese crumbs over to his box. He then picked up his reading book, and he waited. It wasn't long before the mouse came out. Because the gray cat had run away and was not around, it started to eat the cheese. Since the cheese was in little bits, it could eat each crumb right there. So it ate the first one. And then it moved a little further from the Hinkalator and ate the second one. It moved a little further and ate the third. The cheese was so good because his mother loved different cheeses, and so did Earl. So the mouse kept getting further and further away from the Hinkalator and eating each little bit of cheese until it was at the little hole in the side of Earl's box. Inside the box, Earl had put the rest of his cheese. After looking left and right and not seeing a cat, the mouse went into the hole in the side of the box to get the big piece of cheese. When it did that, Earl carefully put his book in front of the hole so the mouse could not get out. The next day, the manager and his uncle arrived. Where was the cat? Earl explained that the gray cat had jumped to the top of the Hinkalator, had slipped off, had gotten its tail caught in the trap. The cat had then run away and left the building. That was why there was no trap, no cheese, and no cat. Oh, well, said the manager, we've tried enough cats. I guess we'll have to take apart the Hinkalator to get that mouse. His uncle agreed, but Earl said, no, I've got the mouse. The mouse is in the box behind my book. And he pointed to the box on the ground with his book in front of it. He explained how he had used the cheese from his dinner and gotten the mouse to follow a trail of cheese into the box, and his book kept the mouse hole shut. They can now take the mouse outside. The manager asked, will the mouse stay outside? Earl said, I've been thinking that this mouse is so hungry that it would prefer to be outside in the field near the stream than stuck in the old Hinkalator with all its noise. And so Earl and his uncle carefully lifted the box. They could hear the soft thud of the mouse as it rolled around in the box, and they moved it away from the blue house of thunder into a field near the stream and let the mouse go so it could run into the woods. With the mouse gone, the manager pressed the button to start the Hinkalator, and it worked perfectly. Since there was no mouse dancing on the electronics, they all began to work as they expected. The factory got started. The men started working, and the mouse was happy in the field. End of story.